In my opinion, when you talk about big data, you first have to introduce the benefits of it. And just first and foremost, how this can revolutionize our industry. You know, when I talk with farmers, it increases their crop yields, decreases their input costs. It's got a chance to revolutionize the industry and increase their bottom lines. But when that data leaves the farm, it's important that we address these issues such as ownership, usage, privacy, security. But once we get past that, we can also, you know, see this big data component within agriculture flourish.
And Erickson said the possibilities are endless.
I think we take a step back when we talk about big data and stress the importance of broadband. And without broadband, you don't have big data. When we want to explore big data and have this grow, you've got to think globally. And to me, the best example is, you know, think about a farmer in sub-Saharan Africa or Southeast Asia. If they get their hands to mobile broadband and they scout their fields, you know, what's not for them to take a picture on their mobile phone? And, you know, if it's a pest or a disease within that field, send that to an agronomist and have that agronomist, you know, wherever they may be, to give them a recommendation. And so when we talk about big data, it's just not domestically, but we've got to think internationally if we want to grow this.
He said their overall message continues to be the importance of innovation and technology in agriculture.